Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, my next guest is a British investigative journalist focusing on the Middle East. We're hoping the hotline holds because we're speaking to her in Damascus, where she returned last night, having spent 3 days in eastern Aleppo. There's no one in a better position really to talk to us about what's happening on the ground. It's great to have Vanessa Beely on the line. Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. I'm great.
So, Vanessa, maybe you could tell just our listeners a little bit about your background and the work that you have been doing in the Middle East.
Yeah, sure. I'm actually the daughter of a British diplomat who was British ambassador to a number of countries in the Middle East. So I grew up in that environment. I spent some time in Gaza during the 2012 Israeli bombing. I lived through the bombing and then went back in 2013 to work with various enterprises there, helping particularly children return to school after the devastation of the Israeli bombing. And then got involved in combating or exposing the NATO and Gulf state illegal intervention into Syria via proxy terrorist factions like Nusra Front, like ISIS, that we know effectively now have been funded and particularly created by the United States and funded by the Gulf states, particularly Saudi Arabia. And as such, I came to Syria in July as a member of the U.S. Peace Council delegation, where we spent 1 week on a fact-finding trip, including a two-hour meeting with President Bashar al-Assad. I then came back 1 week later as an independent journalist and spent a further 3 weeks in pretty much a lot of the governorates inside Syria, and also at that point in West Aleppo. I was not able to get into East Aleppo because that was still under Nusra Front, which is al-Qaeda occupation, which it had been under for about 4 years, not only Nusra Front, but about 22 other associated militant mercenary brigades, including Nour al-Din Zinki, who was a brigade funded and armed by the United States, who beheaded the 12-year-old Palestinian child, Abdulaisa, a few months ago. Then I came back. I've been back now for about 2 weeks. And as you quite rightly said, I spent the last 3 days in East Aleppo, which has very recently been liberated from the Nusra Front-led occupation. So what I'm trying to say is all of the militant factions, of which there are around 22 minimum brigades, are led by Nusra Front, which is al-Qaeda in Syria, or ISIS.
You have obviously been spending time on the ground in eastern Aleppo. We're hearing lots of different conflicting reports, Vanessa, in the Western media. We're clearly not getting accuracy here in Ireland in particular.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your experience.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the mainstream media is actually going into a sort of a state of hysteria, I describe it as. And that is simply because we're seeing, actually, with the liberation of eastern Aleppo, we're seeing a seismic paradigm shift that is revealing not only our government's illegal intervention and the objectives behind that geopolitical strategy, which, of course, is regime change, reducing Syria to a partitioned, a sectarian partitioned state, which obviously will weaken one of the strongest states in the Middle East that can combat the state of Israel. So Israel is one of the major beneficiaries of this entire proxy conflict that is being waged against Syria. And I always describe Aleppo as a microcosm of what is happening in Syria, in the sense that many people perceive Aleppo as one city, one homogenous city, whereas the media has focused only on about 25% of that city, which is East Aleppo, which is actually occupied by NATO and Gulf state militants. And those militants have been imprisoning, starving, depriving Syrian civilians of medical treatment for 4 years. And it is those voices that are being amplified by Western media, while the voices of the 75% of West Aleppo, 1.5 million civilians, are being completely muted and suppressed. And those civilians in West Aleppo are also being attacked on a daily basis by the NATO and Gulf state militants and terrorist factions who lob mortars, hell cannon missiles, which are basically gas canisters filled with TNT, shrapnel, glass, nails, chemicals, into the western civilian areas. And on a daily basis, tens of civilians are killed, children are mutilated, limbs are lost, families are completely devastated by the attacks on West Aleppo from East Aleppo. But of course, Western media has barely mentioned massacres to Western public. And this, to me, is, as I said, a symbol of what is happening in Syria. The voices of the majority of the Syrian people are being completely muted and suppressed, and the voices of what are now majority foreign mercenaries are being amplified in order to achieve Western NATO state, Gulf state objectives in Syria, which is fundamentally regime change.
Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today and for giving us your experience working on the ground and specifically your experience of Aleppo as well. That was Vanessa Beasley there. She is a freelance journalist who has just spent the last few days in eastern Aleppo but has been working in the Middle East for quite some time now.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.